yesterday in Bismarck.
First, congratulations.
First triple-digit temp of the year. Breaks a record. It was hot yesterday. You probably noticed that, didn't you, Mark?
I did. It made me happy.
Now, you say congratulations. Do you think that's something to celebrate, 102 temp?
I do. I like records.
So from the standpoint that it's a new record, let's celebrate that, right? Something to put in the record books. I'm not a big fan of a 102-degree day, but I wasn't out in it a whole lot. I was in air-conditioned comfort, so it really didn't matter. And I'm guessing, about 3-4 months from right now, we probably will be sitting in a rather cold winter day wanting to feel that warmth again. So no complaints. We are not allowing any complaints about hot weather. Resisting
right,
the temptation,
then.
Okay? And I didn't see what the high ended up on the eastern edge of the state because I'm a smack dab in the middle of it today, but it was hovering around the 100 mark pretty much everywhere yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, it was. I don't think it got 96 seems to ring a bell in my head.
Did you go out and play some tennis in it or anything crazy like that?
No, but I walked around and all of a sudden I realized because I hadn't slept the night before, I laid down in a meadow and almost passed asleep. But I didn't feel like running, but I did feel like walking.
I hope it was under a tree.
It was under a tree.
Yes, good for you. Wonderful. All right, let's talk about some things in the news here today. And that certainly includes the weather. Coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. This is the What's on Your Mind preview hour. And Steve Bakken and I will give you a complete rundown here in just a little bit. But Kevin Kramer will be on the program today. Rick Flaberg. Rick now heads up the North Dakota Bankers Association. And bankers have been in the news for their concerns over increased regulation. They're not immune to things a lot of folks in many industries are weathering right now, especially, of course, the energy industry. But pretty much anybody in business with Obamacare and everything else. It is a highly regulated industry, and that has impacts. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program. Did you hear about this Minnesota guy that lost his license for driving too slow?
No, I didn't.
Upheld by the Minnesota Court of Appeals. They're not going to give him his driver's license back.
How slow was he driving?
He said he goes slow to save on gas and avoid hitting critters.
I see.
And the appeals court said his disregard for traffic laws creates dangerous driving conditions for others. What do you think is right here? Is this guy got it right to say, look, I want to save gas and I don't want to hit anything? Or do you think the court has it right here?
I think the court has it right. I mean, 35 miles an hour and a 55. That's how people get rear-ended, especially when the people behind them are texting and all of a sudden here a guy's going, you know, driving along and he's creeping along, and all of a sudden, boom, you know?
Oh, wait a minute.
That is dangerous.
You don't blame the texture? You blame the guy going too slow, huh?
I do blame the texture, but it is, and of course, of always, if you rear-end somebody, you're at fault, you know, as far as, but 30, and then when you look at a freeway and somebody's going below 40, it is really dangerous. It can happen so fast over a hill or something, you know, boom, there you go, jam-packed and boom, run into some slowpoke. I think it's dangerous, but it's probably good for the animals.
Well, not anymore because he's off the road. So the roads are left to people that care less about the critters.
Have you ever eaten roadkill, Scott?
No, I have not. The whole idea has never even crossed my mind that would be a good thing.
Well, the first time I spoke at a mission, they had killed a moose had roadkill of a moose. They cleaned it, and we had roadkill. And because I was the guest speaker, I got an extra helping. It was tough. It was really tough. Yeah. So I've joined the roadkill club.
Should North Dakota become the drone capital of the United States? Would that be a good thing? We talked yesterday a little bit on the program with Drew Wrigley about some of the opportunities because of the growing unmanned aerial, UAS is an unmanned aircraft system. A lot of different names for these things. Drones are obviously how they're used in a military sense. It's a growing space. A lot of opportunity there. Obviously comes with some controversy on a domestic role for them and some concerns over privacy. But what do you think, Mark? You think that'd be a good thing for North Dakota to be known for?
It's an amazing thing as far as crop monitoring. There's a lot of terrific geological applications. As long as the privacy issues and the government somehow promising in blood, they're not going to just shoot they're not going to turn them, weaponize them. I don't think they should ever have them weaponized over continental U.S. or Alaska or Hawaii. But North Dakota's a really good place. They've got great research up at UND. This would be a real boon, I think, to the state. If we continue to fight for civil rights and privacy,
we have the space. How about this story? West Fargo looking at building a $20 to $30 million pool that officials say would rival most facilities in the upper Midwest. Seems like an extraordinary amount of money for a pool to you.
Well, there's an unbelievable pool right down the street from your church, right by the tennis courts there, with all kinds of slides and diving boards. It's really amazing.
Yeah, that's the water park at Davies High School.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be more extravagant than that? I guess seems it the thing that it seems like a big expense, but sure is a lot of fun.
81,000 square foot facility, two stories, large pool deck space, two court gym, auxiliary gym, locker rooms, kitchen, park district offices, meeting and classroom space. Seating for 600, room for 400 athletes on the pool deck. An upgrade option would increase the capacity to 1,200 fans. Fargo voters will get a say on this before they'd spend that amount of money. But,
seems like they have all kinds of competition there and be sort of the center of statewide. What is it? Is it going to be like Olympic length for racing and stuff?
I would assume so. I hope it does. I hope it comes with bottle rockets at $30 million. It better have that and more, right?
You'd think so. It could be a real boon to the community. People would come here for events. Swimming is a great sport. It's a great sport for people who got joint injuries. It's a total cardio workout. It works your whole body with much less stress on the joints. It's especially when you get older, like I'm going to be 116 or something next week, and I like jogging around in the heated pool.
You're fibbing about your age.
I am. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I'm feeling that way some days.
Just want to warn people that
I'm going to be a mere 68, all right?
Mark is exaggerating his age by just a little bit here.
I was born slightly after Victory over Japan Day.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of this fellow that's going to court over being tasered?
Well, my first blush, having not read the story, I think we're a Sue Happy country, but when I realized that, he was in a mental hospital for 3 weeks, and that he told him he had a heart condition, and I don't know. I have to say, as I read the story, I could see some merit in his complaint. It's pretty sad. Top of the fold in the forum, 77-year-old man. He lives he has an apartment where he brings in like sex offenders and felony people that are rehabbing, and he had brought out a shotgun on a sex offender that had accused him of taking some stuff out of his apartment for not paying rent. And the guy said, I should do everybody a favor and blow you away. And so then the police came. So this man wasn't sweetness and light himself. He's brandishing a shotgun. You would think maybe when you threaten to kill somebody, your adrenaline levels are a little high. I would surely like to hear the details from the police's point of view, because this man lived in a kind of a dangerous environment and was defending his, defending his belief that this other guy really did owe him some stuff or whatever. But pointing a shotgun at somebody, this is a pretty aggressive man.
He is suing three police officers in this particular case. So anyway, that will be a story we'll continue to follow. And
there's one thing he did say, though, that he said that he told the officers that he had a heart condition, and if they tased him, he could die. If that is proven and corroborated by any testimony, to me, that's a pretty salient and powerful little point, but that they put him in dire risk, and if he can get medical corroboration, he might have a case.
Looking at a story about Bismarck police investigating a number of thefts. We also have a story about a 14-year-old car prowler being arrested. We had a story earlier this week about a carjacking. So continuing to watch some crime things in the news as well. Anyway, that's a run-through of the news headlines. Tell you about what's to come on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. And then Mark's back to tell us about the Twins and a win. Coming up at the bottom of the hour with sports. Stay tuned. I'm Scott Henry with Mark Skokerbo. This is What's on Your Mind, the preview hour. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Keeping it on till it is this strong. Rolling till the nighttime blazes on. All along I keep singing my song.
It's a Wednesday, 21st day of August. What's on Your Mind preview hour coming up. Steve Bockett and I will be taking your calls. And we are going to be talking with a couple of guests. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here. It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, the usual.
Talk Radio Town Hall, your chance to interact one-on-one. Been a lot of chatter lately about the recess in Congress and opportunities to interact with members of Congress. And so here you go. You got an opportunity every single week. Chatted with Kevin actually yesterday for a while, and he said everywhere he goes, people are talking about his conversation. So he really believes each week with us on the radio, interacting with folks is a very integral part of his hearing from constituents and what exactly it is they want from their member of Congress. So anyway, another chance on any and all topics.
Especially with all the talk about not having town hall meetings for our congressional delegations. Kevin does that every week. It just happens to be on the radio.
Yeah, which I think is a little, you know, I mean, no matter what time you have it, if you have a town hall in-person event, where you have it, what time you have it, there's all kinds of things that make it a little more difficult. So I think in-person town hall meetings are a good idea, but I also think regular, weekly access to your member of Congress is...
This is full access. I mean, Kevin gives us full access every week, and you may not be able to drive 120 miles to go to a town hall, but you can pick up a phone.
And things change. You know, you don't have recesses that often, so, issues come up, and this is a... This is an ongoing weekly thing, so just tallying up the sheer amount of time and doing it pretty significant. So anyway, and it originally started as a half hour. It just was so, obvious there was more questions and more folks that wanted to weigh in that didn't have the time to do so. We expanded to an hour. So it's great fun. We appreciate it and looking forward to it as we do every Wednesday. He was in Israel last week, so he can tell us about that trip.
I'm kind of curious to find out if there was any extra tensions around Israel with what's going on in Egypt and some of the other things in the Middle East.
That will be interesting. All right, so also Rick Clayburgh will be here. And, of course, Rick is the head of the North Dakota Bankers Association. There's a entity that is, under a good deal of duress from regulation. So more of the uncertainty that is out there in the economy is being directed at banks, and President Obama calling for more. So, anyway, we're going to chat with Rick Clayburgh about that. We will, as always, weigh in on a couple of anything you want to talk about. But one question that sort of took off last night on our Facebook page had to do with the announcement. Tim Horton, the restaurant. I always think of Tim Horton as a donut deal, but it really is kind of like a Denny's, really.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It would be.
They got meals. I think of it more like a little bit more of a kind of a cross between a Boston Market and a Perkins.
Okay. All right. So Tim Horton's announced they're coming to the state, securing a location in Fargo, looking for one in Grand Forks. And so it prompted the question, okay, what don't we have that you wish we did have in the way of a national franchise? Not just restaurants, but anything. And our Facebook page has been inundated with all kinds of ideas and folks dreaming a little bit. So
I like one of my favorites, In-N-Out Burger. That popped up a few times.
I saw that too. That would be tops of my list.
Furthest one east is Las Vegas. I make sure I stop there every time I go.
Is that right? As close as you can get.
As close as you can get.
I've been to the one in L.A. many times.
There's something about In-N-Out Burger.
We had a little family vacation to L.A. in February, and my son and I might have made a regular trip to In-N-Out Burger. We opted not for the
not a bad thing.
$7.50 hot dogs at Disney, but rather to, hit the In-N-Out Burger. Great fries and always a line. Sort of like the Big Boy in Bismarck. There's just always a line. It's quite popular.
I think the biggest thing with In-N-Out Burger, though, is the value you get with the food. They don't jack the prices up, despite how busy they are. So, and the food's great.
No frills kind of place, but they just crank out the good food.
And I collect the T-shirts.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I've got most of the T-shirts.
Is that kind of like a... That's the thing?
Yeah, if you go to In-N-Out Burger, you got to get the new T-shirt this year.
So it's a new T-shirt each year?
Yeah, they have a new T-shirt every year.
I got it. Okay. It's not the locations as much as it is.
And my mom, who lives in Southern California, if I don't make it out there, she always sends me one. That's count on that for a Christmas present every year.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should tell her to send you one today because you're missing sleeves on your shirt.
I got a doctor's appointment today.
What does it have to do with a sleeveless shirt? You want to get easy access for a shot or what?
They're taking a look at my shoulder today, so.
You wanted to make it nice and easy for them?
Yes, I did.
That's very nice.
I was thinking ahead today.
So this was by purpose?
Yes, I planned ahead just for the doctor.
As our youngest child used to say, is that by purpose, Dad?
Yeah.
On purpose. Anyway, we're gonna tackle that topic today. We have a couple other questions that we're going to throw out there for you as well that you can weigh in on today on the program. By the way, put this in your speed dial, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Those are the telephone numbers to weigh in on the program today.
You've been following that story in Atlanta?
Which one?
With the school? Potential shooting?
No.
Oh. Yeah, that another whack job went into a school. Fortunately, nobody got hurt. They did exchange gunfire with law officers, but one of the school aides talked him off the ledge. Apparently a guy had gone off his meds.
Not good.
Mm-mm.
I see that story here. Chris has it up for our discussion today. Georgia elementary school gunman firing shots from inside the school, had an assault rifle, and he's 20.
Gone off his meds.
Obviously. But God bless the negotiator.
Well, one of the school aides is the one that talked to him and convinced him to surrender. So she's kind of an
amateur negotiator.
Touted as a hero today, and I think that's well deserved.
Good example of at least.
See, now if she would have had a gun and just shot the guy, I think we would have been further ahead. But
another approach. Well, I mean, she didn't, so she took the means she did have, right, and did okay. A Minnesota man has lost his license for driving too slow. A Minnesota Court of Appeals won't return the driver's license despite his appeals either. You think they did the right thing here?
Yes and no.
One time as slow as 35 and a 55.
Yeah, that's dangerous. You come around a curve, especially in Minnesota and Lake Country, if you come around a curve and somebody's doing 35 miles an hour because, quote-unquote, his truck gets the best gas mileage at that, you're putting the public in danger. You got to go with the flow of speed.
Another story, Allegiant is expanding their service. More options for you to fly from Bismarck to hotspots, Fargo to hotspots. You fired up, Steve?
Actually, I am. I've got a lot of friends down in Florida, so Bismarck to Orlando, I'm looking forward to that.
It's another nice option. The other thing is no layovers.
See, I'd like to get back to the I'd like to get a Bismarck to Palm Springs so I can go visit my mom. Because when I moved back to Fargo, Allegiant had a flight from Fargo to Palm Springs, and then they canceled it that first year I was back. I was like, aw, only took it once.
Direct Bismarck to Orlando service in November. And, of course, they already have service to Phoenix and to Vegas. And they're increasing their Fargo options as well. So start dreaming, folks, about places you can go this winter and escape the cold. All right, Steve and I back with your calls on a Wednesday edition of What's on Your Mind. Coming up. Thank you, sir.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Frack Water Recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill & Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
With Mark Scoggerbo, I'm Scott Hennon. This is the What's On Your Mind preview. We're checking news, sports. Give me a little heads up on the topics we'll tackle statewide today on What's On Your Mind, the program with more listeners than any other all across the state of North Dakota and heard, of course, throughout the Northern Plains each and every weekday. And also, of course, the weather headlines. And we do have plenty of weather headlines because yesterday was a hot one all across the state. So we'll look ahead at the forecast in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's talk sports. And I imagine you're singing the praises of Justin Morneau and the Minnesota Twins for their 6-3 victory yesterday, huh, Mark?
Yes, in fact, I'm going to call the Twins and with several different voices and say, please keep Justin because he's so good. You know, why don't he got his 15th home run last night to go along with three other hits, four RBIs. And what do? They beat the first-place Tigers. If that wasn't cool enough, Pelfrey pitched his best game in a long time. He has 5 wins and 10 losses. But he hangs in there. He's an old pro. He pitched just like a champ. And they beat the Tigers 6-3. Pretty amazing. And, oh, kind of a sad note, though. On the way out to the field, Maurer said, oops, I'm dizzy. And you know how many bops catchers get on their head. There's some anxiety about that. I don't see any stories. Any follow-up stories on the Maurer situation?
I have one here. It says, as you mentioned, he didn't play the All-Star Joe Maurer because he experienced dizziness during batting practice, so he was scratched. And now they're saying they might end the season without him.
Oh, no.
No, wait a minute. I take that back. They're talking about ending the season without Morneau, who could be traded by the end of the month. We'll come back to that in a minute here. But before the game, he didn't plan to put Maurer behind the plate during the series, but obviously after he was dizzy, they took him out of the lineup. After the game, he was put on the 7-day concussion disabled list. So at least a week without Joe Maurer. Now let's talk about Justin Morneau. What do we, you know, what's going to happen there?
Well, first of all, I think aren't the fans important here? He's leading our team by a long shot in runs batted in and home runs. You know, I'm going to call the Twins today and say, please keep him. Do you mind if I ask other people to do that if they feel the same way, to call the Twins and say, keep Justin Morneau? We want to have a viable team next year, and this guy's our biggest bopper. You know, I just don't think it's right the way we've treated him. He has been a gentleman, really a good guy, and very, very productive, not to mention all-star, MVP. And he struggled the last couple of years with some health issues, but I really like him, and he's a good defensive player, too. But he wanted to be with us. That's the kind of a thing that you build teams around. And to see Elber's great respect for him, you know, a lot of the players look up to him and admire him. You can't take people like him and Torrey Hunter out of the lineup, and just they have an intrinsic, they have a subtle value that you cannot measure. But the most important thing is he wants to be a Twin, and then he's got this great talent. So I'm just going to put in my little 2 cents, call the Twins and say, please keep him, because I'm a fan and I love him.
I think that's a fine idea, and it probably at this point is about the only thing that's going to, the grassroots uprising of Twins faithful might be the only thing that would, because he cleared waivers, so he could be traded by, in the next 10 days here, right?
That's right. the other teams are going to have to pick up $3.5 million. But when you see the surge that's going on in New York, they're rallying around A-Rod. I think they've won 7 out of 9 since he's come back or something. In spite of all the clunking and plunking, they won a doubleheader yesterday. The Yanks believe they can be in the playoffs. They're voracious, intense, and they've got an edge to them. And now the fans are getting behind A-Rod, of course. Even though he's their bad boy, he's their bad boy.
Do we have a
great
bad boy?
Fun, huh?
Do we have a bad boy?
No, we don't have a bad boy.
It's all
there's
of
not
all
a single
wholesome,
right.
Just good folks.
Just amazing team that cares about the community. That cares. They have a culture. A Gordy Gardenhire, he's just a gentle, thoughtful, very, very considerate about the psyche, about pushing these young men as far as they can, and encouraging them, affirming them. He's just they're having a tough year, but they've had an enormous amount of injuries, and I don't fault him when the front office has traded away people like Carroll and this whole thing about Morneau, and not to mention the litany of great players they've dealt in the past. It's just not, they're not giving them a lot to work with, is what I'm saying.
And they have a one-game winning streak going. So,
and they do against Detroit. Of course, the most fun baseball story in North Dakota is this amazing Babe Ruth baseball thing. They're winding down. Today will be the last day of the round robin. Every team got 4 games. Had 10 teams from all over the country, 3 from North Dakota. Unfortunately, all 3 teams lost yesterday. Grand Forks lost to Lewisburg, Tennessee, 5-4. By 1 run, they could have had a real shot at the playoffs. They still do, because they're in something called the National Division, and only one team has got 3 wins. So they're playing, Grand Forks is playing Niskayuna, New York. If they beat them, they'll both be 2-2. Grand Forks has a shot, having won a game, has a shot to get in the playoffs, which start Thursday. The top 3 teams in each division can play for the World Series championship. Fargo has lost all 3 games, and now they have the indignity of playing El Segundo, who is 3-0, considered to be the class act. The spirit of Red Fox lives on.
We know that 100-degree days won't last much longer, because there's football this weekend. University of North Dakota, Fighting Sioux in the Big Sky Conference. Tomorrow, have a game with Valparaiso. And, of course, on Friday, North Dakota State is at Kansas State in Missouri.
Yeah, that's got to be a big game.
Full football conference action, exactly. So
yeah.
We got college football cranking up in the Valley. So
I'm absolutely amazed everywhere I look how many Sioux emblems I see on people's jackets, clothes, cars, pickups. You know, have they come up with another name for this team, or what? Where is this thing going now?
No, there's no name, and that's by design right now, to just, let this settle a little bit, because the wounds are still fresh from that. I posted on my Facebook page yesterday a beautiful green Camaro. Had one of those Fighting Sioux license plates around it, like you say, one of those emblems proudly displaying it. And it was from the Spirit Lake Reservation. The license plates were Spirit Lake, and it said Siouxme, S-I-O-U-X-M-E.
That's just great. People, this whole absurdity of political correctness, there's many, many Sioux that said, this is a great honor. I mean, we are warriors. Come on. Political correctness, that they had to change their name, the whole thing is wrong. I'm sorry. I know it's trying to heal and all this and that, but I don't like to be, it's wrong. It's wrong to be told what we can and cannot say and do in this land.
It is
of the
indeed.
Free.
It yep. is indeed. I'm with you completely. All right. Anything else on sports?
Well, no. Except that the North Dakota teams, this is really, I guess to say, if Grand Forks and Williston each won, they would have a shot. Because then they'd both be 2-2. They each have a win. So this is a big day as we see who gets in the final 6 teams playing for the national championship. I'm sorry to say Fargo's pretty much out of it. They They got pounded yesterday 14-4 by Coventry, Rhode Island. And so that wasn't too special. Williston lost 13-0 to the team that Grand Forks has to play, Niskayuna, New York, to get in the finals. So Grand Forks and Williston have their hands plumb full. Go North Dakota, Babe Ruth champs.
Exactly right. I'd love to see that happen. Later today, you will host the Common Sense Club on these very radio stations, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, as well as AM 1090 KTGO, The Flag in the Bakken. What's the plan today, Mr. Mark?
Well, I'm going to start out with I'm very indignified about the atheists are coming out and putting up billboards. You know, I've been talking about billboards for a while, coming out and saying, if you don't believe in God, call us. Or, you know, they're putting up signs about how they don't believe in God. We're getting outworked by the atheists and the militant homosexuals. I'm gonna ask people if they got some good ideas for some billboards to give a call today, for one thing. And then I'm going to ask people to call the twins. We had some pretty good response to the announcement of our first Freedom Club on the 16th of September at Fargo's Pizza Ranch. So looks like some people are already making some commitments to come to that. And you're going to be one of our featured speakers.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, tell folks about your vision of the Freedom Club gatherings and at this first one on September 16th, what will happen?
I think it's really important that we have this club that's committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. It comes along those elements in the political parties and Tea Party that stands up to put together coalitions literally fighting for those four things that you've been championing all these years, Scott. One club under one roof, working together. You know, and I have these Freedom Minutes that I've written like seven or eight of them in the last three, 4 days. 55-second Freedom Minutes we want sponsorship for, so that we can continue to teach people history. Many people have said they've heard things on my Freedom Minutes that they'd never knew. And this is just absolutely documented, well-researched history, like the bulletproof George Washington. And the faith of our founding fathers, the specific Christian faith of a lot of people we've been told were deists or atheists, and they just flat weren't. People like Ben Franklin, you know, talk about their prayers. I want to get the power of our freedom, the faith and vision of our founding fathers, into more people's heads and hearts, you know. And then we want to be galvanized for action, standing together, defending these four incredibly important things, faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise.
Looking forward to that, for sure. Did you talk about Ted Cruz at all? You know, we had Mike Leon yesterday on What's On Your Mind, and I forgot to ask him about what he made of this, I don't know, sort of a silly
birther
controversy.
Thing.
Yeah, you know, what's amazing is the level of, I don't know, covert racism, could we call it, against Ted Cruz from the left here?
Yeah, it doesn't feel right, does it? It seems legitimate, but it's interesting. They're throwing mud, but also they're resurrecting another birther controversy that still, in many people's minds, is not even vaguely resolved yet. The one of our emperor. Where was he born?
Now, he wasn't surprised, or he was surprised by the fact that he had dual citizenship. He didn't know that, right? That was who it was.
Right, and he's renounced his Canadian citizenship just because he wants to have all of his ducks in a row. I think what we're seeing through the lines here is Ted's running for president. He's winning some of these straw polls at gatherings of Red State and what have you, so it's a pretty interesting story.
All right, Mark, thanks a bunch. Weather coming up, folks.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings when they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work, and losing weight. Body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Well, school is cranking up in many parts of North Dakota this week. Started in Bismarck yesterday. That coupled with a 102-degree day probably gives a little wind at the back to folks that are making the case to have you and I sign a petition that would put the question of when school should start and whether it's a wise idea to move it back to after Labor Day on the ballot in November of 2014. Forum editorial on that today talks about temperatures this time of year. And, we have hot summers in August. And they say it's obvious nearly every year that there's a lot of summer left in August. And that could mean more opportunities for family recreation, longer schedules for public swimming pools, and a little more time for summer jobs. Not all school buildings are air-conditioned, so the August classroom environment for learning is less than ideal. Critics of a change suggest the weather is just as warm and humid in June. School year would most likely be extended to early June for dismissal rather than mid or late May. Anyway, they say it's just as hot in June as it is in August. Forum editorials will say not so. Calendar summer starts in June. Weather in June, this part of the world, typically spring-like, cool and wet. Check the records. Anyway, they're all for it. Let the discussion begin. Help the petition organizers gather the 13,452 signatures needed to get the question on next year's ballot. North Dakota voters will have an opportunity to put to rest a debate that's been percolating for a long time. And I'd say, we're probably going to remember these temperatures, and they're going to get a little bit of a boost to this argument, at least to start in the signature gathering phase of this particular ordeal, would be my guess. Let's go around the region and tell you how we're looking temp-wise. And then look at our forecast here and see just how much longer this heat wave is going to last into the second to last week of August here, after some records were broken yesterday. 66 in Fargo this hour. The high will be 85 today. Winds north-northeast at 10 miles an hour. Relative humidity at 70%. Minot 60 degrees, Williston 59 degrees, Tioga 54 degrees, heading for 77 today, winds northeast at 6 miles an hour, Dickinson 58 degrees, Grand Forks 62 at this hour, heading for 83 today, just a slight breeze out of the north-northeast at 1 mile an hour, sun will set tonight at 8:29 p.m. until we're getting to the back of August. Always enjoy looking at the east and west there. They get the sun till 9 o'clock on Williston, and a full half hour earlier. We lose the sun in the east. That's how it works, folks. But when you see the sunsets creeping into the 8 o'clock hour rather than the 9 o'clock hour, you know what follows right behind us. 63 in Jamestown. I'm sorry, 63 in Devil's Lake at this hour. Heading for 79. Jamestown 64. Headed for 84 degrees. Here is the forecast for our South Dakota listeners, 66 in Aberdeen at this hour, and be 84 degrees down there today. All right, so how much longer is this heat wave going to last? Let's tell you about the weather forecast here and run through these predictions from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny, high near 84 in the valley today. Fargo specifically 84. Red River Valley obviously mid-80s today. North wind at 11 to 13. Tonight, partly cloudy, mid-50s for a low with a north wind at 5 to 9, even lighter after midnight. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 83. Calm wind becoming south-southeast around 5. So we'll cool down a bit more even tomorrow. Thursday night, about 59 for a low. Friday, sunny and a high near 85. With a southeast wind at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 25 miles an hour on Thursday. So we finally have some showers creep into the forecast. Much needed, especially after this heat, for these growers to finish strong in the harvest. The Friday night, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And it'll mainly come in the early morning hours. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. New rainfall amounts, they're talking about as much as a quarter of an inch possible with that. Friday night in the valley, higher amounts possible, obviously, in thunderstorms. Some showers and thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday, mostly sunny and hot, a high near 90. Nice weekend in store. Some showers and thunderstorms Saturday night, at 69 for a temp. Sunday, some showers and thunderstorms, sunny and hot again, a high near 90. And we start the week with, again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, 91. Same thing Tuesday with the 88. So finally, beginning Friday evening, there are some precip in the forecast, at least a chance of showers all the way through Tuesday. That bodes well for at least some much-needed rain. Let's check the oil patch today. Mostly sunny, high near 78 degrees. Northeast wind at 6 to 9 miles an hour. That super hot heat wave is missing the patch. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 48. East wind around 6 miles an hour. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 80. Southeast wind at 6 to 11. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 62. Southeast wind around 11 miles an hour. Friday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny with a high near 89 degrees. A south wind at 11 to 15 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 20. Friday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly cloudy with a low around 63. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 89. Saturday night, partly cloudy, 62. Sunday, sunny, a high near 88. So Friday, we have the chance of showers. Monday, there also is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Tuesday, sunny at a high near 87 degrees. There you go, folks. That's what we're looking at weather-wise for this, a Wednesday, 21st day of August. What's on your mind? Tell us your calls. Coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Just In Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.